At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What a beautiful read. You're going to be hearing from that man again in just a couple minutes here. So we're going to be doing Khaki's Kicks here on the Fan After Dark. Fred Davis, seat across from me. He's not sitting across from me right now. He had to run to his car, but his seat is across me. I was asking you guys, who are the superstar players that are appointment TV? A couple people texted in Kawhi. I'm going to disagree with that sentiment, but I hear it nonetheless. We had a bunch of Steph Curry love. Some other texts when we were talking about Caitlin Clark. Someone said girls are catty and petty. They don't want to see each other succeed. I'll let the women respond to that one, so I won't quote on something that I have no knowledge on. 214. Saw a guy in Vegas put $75,000 on a WNBA game. He looked like a gangster, so I thought he knew something. So I put $1,000 on the team. Fair thinking. The team lost by 36 points. I went back to the bookie and said, what happened? I thought that mobster knew something. The bookie said he's no mobster. That's Longshot Louie. He's a rich guy that loves long shots. I guess that day he knew no longer to bet on the WNBA. 214, cooking franks and shooting blanks. 903, you could have it frank it or blank it. I had to be real careful there. Yeah, that's all the texts from you guys. 877-881-1053. Texts in to the show. Best way to get involved with us is it's 3-3 here in the third period of the Stanley Cup Finals. Edmonton down 1 in the series, 2-1, looking to tie things up. But before we give you another hockey update, let's go to the smartest man in the room when it comes to all things sneakers. Let's go into the Pimp Cup with Khaki's Kicks with Kevin Walker.
The khakiest of the khaki, the one, the only, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker.
How's it going, fellas?
It's going.
Fantastic. Glad you asked.
Fantastically.
I mean, what's to tell you about your age? You know you're getting old when you got to run to your truck to have a mid-segment Tums.
Dude, you always procurement. Need Tums. Why don't you just keep them with you? Why don't you keep them in your bag? Like, you've gone to the car.
Do you see me with a bag?
Why no bag today?
I rarely bring a bag anymore. I always just bring my notebook.
Why not? Why not bring the KU little satchel?
It's in the back. It's in the truck.
But why'd you ditch it? Why?
Because I got my notebook.
So what did you carry in it before that was different?
My Surface. And little items here and there.
Tums.
Sometimes.
All right, so 877-881-1053. Tolos, text in what you're wearing. You know how it goes.
Shoes-wise.
Preferred.
A thong.
If you don't know already, we take all submissions. Flip-flops, New Balances, Nikes, Jordans, Crocs, business, casual boots, whatever you got, just text it in. We'll shout you out if we can.
Flippers.
We'll go around the room. Blake, you were excited about your shoes.
Yeah,
today.
You are.
So, what you got? What do you got on feet today?
So I'll show the fan cam. I got on. What are these called? These are called Fittory, Fittory. Right here, it is a Boston clog.
Knockoff.
These are knockoff Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks.
So I've been wanting some Boston clogs or some clogs. I think I'm quoting the right city.
Yep, you are.
And I saw Birkenstocks obviously make a lot of them, make all the colors. But I'm like, Blake, $130 a pop for some sandals? Not really feeling like spending that. I don't feel like the investment is there for me. So I did some research, found some one-to-one.
Yeah.
Found some dupes. And I got them on my feet right now. The Fattori Boston Clogs in the sand tan colorway, which is one of my favorite colors when it comes to clothing items.
Very versatile. Neutral almost.
I'm a big fan of neutrals.
Yeah.
Super versatile. I think I've worn them every day since I gotten them.
Okay.
Got them 2 days ago. Wore them to work.
Day three.
Set up the restaurant.
Yeah.
Wearing them right now to work. Wore them to get food earlier.
Yeah.
Wore them to Walmart. They're just casual. Dress them up. Dress them down.
Mm.
It might be my favorite shoe in the rotation right now.
Well,
super happy with the purchase.
There you go. You've and Fred, straight. I can't even imagine what you might be wearing today.
Look, man, you guys already know the vibes. Nike Freeze. Okay. Yeah. I've got four pairs of these, at least of this particular colorway. I just bought two pairs last week. I'll let you guys know all that. And then, of course, I've got other versions of the Nike Free. I've got about eight pairs of the Nike Free, all told.
You're keeping the Nike Free in business.
Well, me and other middle-aged guys, you know? I mean, it's a comfortable shoe.
I will say it does make your foot look smaller. It's a narrow shoe. It's like it's not like a bulky shoe.
Was that like supposed to be aimed as a compliment?
Yeah, I don't think it was. I don't think it was.
It wasn't
he
really
said
either.
It like it was, but it definitely
didn't. Neither.
It's a solid 11 and a half. Okay, so let's get that straight.
Okay.
No, I'm just saying your foot looks slim in them. Like it's a slim footing shoe.
Because I have slim feet.
My boy got slim feet.
I mean, it's a reality, okay?
Right.
Really? You don't have bulky feet?
No.
I would say I got pretty bulky feet.
Thank you, Blake, for that. And the Tolos are appreciating that visual.
Fred got skinny feet.
I do have skinny feet. Absolutely, I do.
Well, over here.
What are you rocking? Feet?
What are you rocking, Kevin?
Over Enough here, I'm rocking the Yeezys, okay. Or as CA likes to call them, the college dropouts.
Because
we don't say his name.
The Air Swastikas.
Wow. Slim fitting shoe, by the way, for anyone keeping track at home. Very narrow shoe.
Yeah. Thank you for...
For those with a narrow foot, you'd enjoy it.
All right. Now, I don't really know how to go from there, so we're going to go to the text line.
Let's do it.
You can always go to the text line. 940, rocking my new Air Max Zyphers.
Mm. Now, is that Zyphers or Zephyrs?
Zephyrs or Zyphers? That's a great question.
Or
I have yet to do research Zephyrs. On this model.
Okay. So is it Zephyr?
I think you're right. I think it is Zephyrs. Zephyrs, whatever. 817's rocking Birkenstocks.
There we go.
It's
your peeps.
We're Birking it up, baby.
Yeah, we are.
817, all black Air Force Ones with the tan gum
soles.
Oh,
is this guy out robbing people tonight?
Well, no, he's
or what?
Got the gum soles, so he's standing out.
Oh, okay. So he's robbing dope houses then, is what he's saying.
Well, I think he's okay. I think he's all right. We're going to assume since he's a Tolo,
Have you seen the Desi Banks black Air Force Ones versus the white Air Force Ones? The difference? I'm telling you.
When you're out in public, Kevin, do you judge people by their shoes?
I judge people by their shoes?
Yes,
no, but that's how I remember people.
Okay.
That's how I remember people. I remember people by the look of their shoe. Like some people are like good with like faces or whatever. I'm good with
shoes.
Yeah, what you were wearing when
male and female.
I mean, I'm not gonna remember somebody by like heels, but like if a female's wearing a certain pair of like shoes, then yes, I can. If it's something I can remember, I'll remember.
Okay.
But if it's like an everyday pair of like heels or whatever, then probably not.
Everyday heels.
A couple more. 940 stunting on them with the Cause Jordan 4s.
Okay.
That's an expensive pair of shoes.
That's an expensive shoe.
Yeah, that's an expensive shoe.
Look at you.
940 and the Hoka slides. They typed it out Hoka slides, so I appreciate that very much.
Luca special.
I didn't know Hoka's making slides now, too.
Oh, yeah. Big, comfortable shoe. Yeah, people love them. We'll get to the text line a little bit later. I do got some headlines that I want to get into. Kith and Wilson. Wilson, obviously, the brand for tennis, but also makes football equipment, okay. All kinds of different
Who's
sporting equipment.
Wilson.
Oh, Wilson. Okay.
Wilson.
Okay. Okay.
And they're going to be doing a collab with Ronnie Fagg and Kith. Kith, another brand that does stuff with Asics, New Balance, a lot of brands like that. Not really with the Nikes or the Jordans or anything like that. Nothing has been released as far as what's going to be coming out, but Ronnie Fagg himself, the owner of Kith, putting out that collab will happen. Another thing that I wanted to touch on is the shattered backboards. For those who are familiar with the Jordans, Jordan 1s, the orange, black, and white colorway. Blake, I know we talked about this earlier, maybe last weekend. Shattered backboards are going to be making a return later this August. And some people are getting some early pairs, and they're not happy with the quality of them whatsoever. Mm. Now, the reason why is that shattered backboards is known for, one, being a really popular color, but they're known as one of the most, if not the most, comfortable and well-created Jordans with the quality of material that they came out with a few years back. So people are not happy, and they're really just not a fan overall of this version of the shattered backboards, which is a disappointment. People are still going to pick them up. They're still probably going to sell out, if I had to guess, just because of the iconic color themselves. But quality apparently is not meeting what we've had in the past. And then the last thing I want to get to on the headlines, because I do have a top five I want to get through. Kicks Finders reporting. We talked about the WNBA earlier and Caitlin Clark. Well, we could be seeing a signature shoe for Caitlin Clark as early as this holiday season. So we could be seeing a new logo and a new shoe. Obviously, she's a partner with Nike, really well known for rocking all kinds of different Kobes, even having one come out for her own team. So those are a little bit of the headlines y'all want to talk amongst yourselves. I'll look at the
Are we surprised it's taken this long for them to come out with a Caitlin Clark shoe?
No, it feels about right, you know.
Yeah.
First year. And now we're into the second year of your balling. It's about the time that you start seeing signature shoes rolling out, or rumors of signature shoes.
See, I just feel like it.
Because Wimby got his this offseason.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's like, they want to see if you're, they don't want to come out with a shoe and you're a 3-month wonder of your rookie season. Like, you win rookie of the year, the hype's there, people are talking about you, then into your second season, there's either rumors about it or the shoe comes out.
Yeah. I get it. Yeah.
All right. So we got from the 512, some Air Max DN8s all black. I haven't seen a lot of DN8s. That's one of the newest Air Maxes from Nike. So appreciate you for texting in. New Balance 880 in the black and white colorway. A lot of people, big fans of the New Balances and different things they got. I got to do some research on this Air Max Zephyr because a lot of people are texting in with them. So I don't know how that went underneath me, but I'll have to look into that a little bit. Okay, so this top five that I got, I'll get through this pretty quickly. Anthony Edwards, everyone's familiar with the AE1. Fred, I know you even have seen the Anthony Edwards one, correct?
Yeah, my son's got a pair.
Yeah, so, well, believe it or not.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Not Adidas themselves are going to be coming out with an AE1 football cleat. They're going to start with the Stormtrooper colorway, which is really just an all white with the black bottom, but it's going to be a cleat. And it's going to be by Adidas. It's not going to be a custom thing. It's going to be Adidas rolling out their own version of it. Now, that kind of sparked an idea in my head. I wanted to do a top five signature football cleat. And we're talking about American football here. Top five signatures in the football cleats. Okay. Do y'all have any names that come to mind immediately? Because I got a little bit of an honorable mention list as well.
I'm gonna go off your list and react to it. I don't have any off the top of my head of some signature.
I mean, mine'll all be Jordans. And shout out to Marvin Harrison, who's one of the first to rock Jordans on a football field.
Okay, so I will tell you that Jordans, whenever we talk about Jordans here, they're gonna have their own category because so many people rocked the Jordan. We're talking about people who had their own signature cleat, turf, or shoe. So I'll give you an honorable mention.
Bo Jackson's.
There you go. My first honorable mention is Bo Jackson.
Wait, what you mean Bo gets honorable mention?
Because his trainers were more popular than the cleat themselves. A lot of people love the Bo Jackson trainers. And what a crazy commercial and an incredible job by Nike, and they're promoting for him. But I give him honorable mention because a lot of people love the trainers more than anything else.
Okay. Next
so
one.
Another one of my honorable mention, and it's going to be close to home, Emmitt Smith. And then I was talking to Lucius earlier, and he wanted me to throw this one in because, you know, he talked highly about it. Bruce Smith also for his cleats on the field. So those are my honorable mentions.
I mean, it's funny y'all are bringing these names up because back in the day, football players having their own signature cleat was not a big deal.
Yeah, a lot of people did. That's why it's so surprising to see which ones were more popular than the rest, especially when you look back in like the 80s or the 90s when people were having cleats and turf shoes.
Michael Vick's shoes?
All right, let me go ahead and get into this top five. My number five, I've got Cam Newton's high tops.
Okay.
Signature with his MVP run. Everybody was rocking the Cam Newton high tops, even though it was a quote-unquote quarterback shoe. You saw linemen wearing them. They went all the way up to like your mid-ankle, damn near to your calf. So I've got Cam Newton's high tops. I even saw Tolo text in the Cam Newton high tops. So I'm going to go ahead and throw those in. My number four, and it's only because they were never really accessible to the public, is the Odell Beckham Jr.'s.
Yep.
OBJ had some crazy cleats. Every week he would rock pregame and in the game, but he never released them out to the public. You know, that was obviously because of the dispute he had with Nike, and that was a whole different separate thing. Had they have been released to the public, would have been much higher on my list, in my opinion. My number three is going to be Michael Vick's line. Now, from the first one he did to the last one he did, it seemed like every Michael Vick was a banger. On the field and off the field, people were loving the Michael Vicks. Now, I do know he's talking with Nike about potentially getting back in, and they might make some stuff here and there, but it was hard not to get the Michael Vicks, especially when he was probably, the fastest guy in the NFL at the time? I mean, it was hard to keep up with him.
No, his shoes were dope.
All right, and then we'll finish it off here with number two and number one. Number two, I've got Deion's Turf and Cleat series. They're obviously making another run here now that he's back with Nike after that signature or that little bitty stint he had with Under Armour. But now he's back with Nike. They're coming out with the Air Maxes again, and they're doing very well. Obviously, LeBron, he's making his own little statement out of them. So those are cleats that we've seen pop out here and there. And then my number one is going to be, not very original, but the Jordan exclusive. From the Jordan 1, 2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, you go all the way through the list. NFL players have been rocking Jordan customs forever, and they're still rocking with them. They're still going. So, inspired by the Anthony Edwards 1 football cleats that we'll be releasing later this year, there's my top five list of signature cleats. Thank y'all for tuning in for Khakis Kicks. I hope you enjoyed. Text in so that way we can conversate. If you want to reach out to me, at NotTheFakeKWalk on Instagram and Twitter, we can talk sneakers.
Well, great stuff there, Kevin Walker. We're going to transition into an extra credit producer.
I tell you what, hold up. I'm glad you. Let's do that at 10.
Okay.
Because we're going to be up against it. We're already up against it. So let's do this. We're going to do a little audio dump, basketball wise, and we're going to throw a couple shotties in there as well. Especially what Magic had to say. We heard what Magic say, as well as Molly Karam, on what a superstar is. We're going to hear what Magic had to say about Luka, and then shotty, tearing up, and then at the top of the hour, we'll do extra credit producer style, as well as we've got our top five at 10:20, and then we will get the hell out of here. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. This is the Fan After Dark.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.